Champ, how'd you feel out there last week in that game against Houston?
Pretty good. You know, didn't play as many snaps as I have in the past, so felt pretty good to get my feet wet a little bit.
But then more importantly, have you felt in these days since the game?
Say it again?
Have you felt in the days since the game?
Pretty good, man. Not worn down. I mean, I haven't played a lot this season, so, you know, my body's pretty fresh. I'm recovering a lot faster than I have, you know, maybe say first couple games I came back. So feels good to, you know, get one under my belt, feel good about going into this one. Yeah, a lot of similarities, but different. You know, I just have to be more aware of what's going on around you. You know, where your help is, where your help isn't. You know, things like that.
Do you not have to run as many goes?
Well, yeah, it is limited in there, but at the same time, you know, you have to be on top of it, because they could throw a fade route out of the slot any day. You know, any time, any snap. You just got to be ready for whatever.
Chris Sir said he was now maybe having to give you some pointers after all these years and asking you for help.
Oh, my God. He actually ran up there.
Who made it up there?
I don't know who that is.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Are you going next?
No, never. I wouldn't run up that little hill right there. Okay, I can't remember what we were talking about.
No, it was just Chris Harris was saying the other day that, okay, you know, sometimes is, you know, maybe jokingly kind of giving you tips about stuff in the slot after all these years and him kind of bugging you.
Yeah, but, you know, it's funny because I find myself asking him little things, you know, about coverages mostly, you know, and just where you know, what's he looking at or this and that. He's had so much time in there and he's been so good at it. I mean, I'd be fooled not to look at him and ask him a few things.
The slot corner was involved in a fair amount of pass rush, especially when Vaughn was out weeks 1 through 6. Is that something that excites you, being able to do that?
Yeah, it gives me a chance to mix it up a little bit. I haven't done that a lot in my career. I might have 2 or 3 career sacks, stuff like that. So, you know, it gives me a good chance to mix it up and, you know, get dirty a little bit.
How tough is it to hear the Vaughn news, especially somebody who's close with him?
Very tough, because I know how hard he worked to get back, you know, after 6 games off, and, you know, to have him out there and he's been, you know, coming into his own, getting comfortable. I mean, it just sucks because, you know, now we're going to be in a tournament and he's not going to be with us. But, you know, he'll be back full strength next year and I'm looking forward to it.
Tim, the slot nickel area, is that just kind of a breaking back in type of assignment, or, and, you know, and for you to get back outside eventually?
Right now it's what we do. You know, that's what we're going to do right now. And, you know, moving forward, we'll do what's best for our team that week. The good thing is it creates some versatility across the board, because now I could go in, Chris could go back in there at any moment. You know, it just depends on matchups and things like that. If we want to switch it up, we could.
Champ, you guys have faced so much, you know, time without Vaughn, so much adversity this year. Is it just kind of like it rolls off your shoulders now, off your backs? I mean, how do you?
Well, you have to keep pushing forward regardless of what's in front of you, because, you know, nobody's going to stop and wait on us to catch up. You know, we got to keep going, keep working. Everybody got to stay confident in what we got on the field, and you know, hopefully things will work out. But, you know, you just can't take your eyes off the prize.